This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More than 1,200 U.S. servicemen and women have died in Iraq since the start of the war. The 968th was Marine Lance Corporal Alexander Scott Arredondo. He was 20 years old, from Randolph, Massachusetts. Arredondo was killed on August 25th by a sniper in Najaf. His death affected two families back home deeply. NPR's John Burnett has this report.
19 months ago, shortly after the Marines reached Baghdad, Alpha Company of the 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, was camped out on the grounds of the Iraqi Tobacco Company. Lance Corporal Alex Arredondo, hard body, shaved head, warm smile, described for an embedded reporter what it was like crossing the desert in an amphibious assault tractor.
Riding in the back for 3 weeks is like taking a pounding on your ass. Because when you're going slow, going over all this rough terrain, you get tossed around a little bit and it beats the hell out of you.
Arredondo shipped back to the States in September 2003 and returned to Camp Pendleton, California. His parents, separated and living in Massachusetts and Maine, continued to hear from him sporadically.
Thursday, 6:27 a.m.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Happy Valentine's Day. I just wanted to call and say what's up.
In May of this year, Arredondo's battalion landing team was deployed for a second tour in Iraq at a time when the insurgency seemed to be growing worse every day. The day before he was killed, Arredondo called his mother, Victoria Foley, from Najaf.
That's the day he told me it was pretty bad. A lot of snipers. Got to be careful all the time. I didn't feel good about it at all.
His mother and father had tried to talk him out of joining the Marine Corps. He had shown an early aptitude as an electrician, and they had hoped after high school graduation he would go into that field. But Alex Arredondo was dead set on being a Marine. An instructor in Kempo Karate, he was already athletic, he loved order, and he loved to challenge. Once he enlisted, however, they became an enthusiastic Marine family. And most Marine families know what it means when a U.S. government van pulls up in front of their house. Alex's younger brother, 17-year-old Brian, was alone at their home in Bangor, Maine, working out the afternoon of August 25th.
I looked outside and I saw the Marine Corps van pull up. They got out. I saw the chaplain. I saw a couple Marines. And I saw him walking up with a Bible. And I knew.
Brian does not want to continue the interview. He stands up and excuses himself to tend to his 4-year-old brother, Nathan.
Okay. Just too much for you? Okay. See you later.
His mother picks up the story. She says the Marines who came to their house asked if she was Alex's mother.
And I said yes, and that's when they said, we regretfully inform you that your son has been killed in action in Najaf, Iraq. And I was like, oh, I didn't know what to do. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible feeling.
At the same hour, a separate team of Marines, also in dress blues and driving a van, approached Alex's father, Carlos Arredondo, a Costa Rican immigrant who was working as a handyman in Hollywood, Florida. He was in a yard building a fence. It was his 44th birthday. His mother was visiting, and he was expecting, hoping, for a call from Alex. The solemn Marines walked up the sidewalk.
And they say, "Are you Carlos Arredondo?" I say, "Yes." So they told me in 3 words what happened. That was something never experienced in my life. That kind of feelings. I run away from them to my backyard. I seen the ground cry. I wasn't believing what happened in the moment.
Carlos still cannot fully explain why he did what he did next. In a rage, he grabbed a hammer and attacked the dark green government van, which was brand new. Then he went into his garage and brought out a can of gasoline and a torch and climbed into the driver's seat while his mother begged him to stop.
I just found the gasoline there and I started pouring gasoline everywhere inside the van. My shoes got soaking wet with gasoline. I had fuel all over my arms and my face and my body and my legs everywhere. I'm doing all this, I'm crying, I'm yelling for Alex, I'm screaming and yelling, and I grabbed the torch
What at first looked to be a fire inside this van turns into a heartbreaking story. After a father finds out his son died in the war in Iraq, emotions take over, leading to a second tragic twist. Sharon Lawson is live in Hollywood with the story of a father.
The ignition of the fire blew Carlos out of the van. He was on fire. The Marines tried to subdue him while his mother tried to pull off his burning clothing. News helicopters hovered overhead. His wife, Melida, arrived and tried unsuccessfully to calm him down.
And I keep yelling and screaming, you know, are you sure that was Alex? Are you sure that was Alex? And I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I say, I pay for the pain, I pay for the damages.
Carlos received second-degree burns over 26% of his body and attended his son's funeral in a hospital gurney. But his burns were not serious enough to require skin grafts, and there's almost no scar tissue on his face. The Marine Corps chose not to press charges for the destroyed van. 3 months after Alex's death, his loved ones are grieving, each in their own way. His brother Brian dropped out of high school, and his mother is concerned that he's depressed. As for herself, Victoria Foley says she takes certain days to listen to her son's favorite CDs.
Yesterday I was having an Alex day, where it was just all about Alex, and I didn't answer the phone. I didn't eat. I just had a bad day.
Now back in Boston, Carlos occupies himself by meticulously assembling binders of news clips, condolence cards, Alex's letters and emails, and his early drawings.
One of the things I do, I go to the cemetery every other day. I go to the cemetery and pay my respects, and also coming home and organize my binders. Yeah, it's a way for me to grieve.
Alex's stepmother, Melida, organized the local fundraiser last week for a high school scholarship fund and to help pay down Carlos's medical bills, nearly $45,000. A devout Catholic and a pacifist, Melida has begun to rethink her formerly strident opposition to the war in Iraq.
I don't want to believe that Alex died in vain. No way. The Marines opened his eyes and made a wonderful young man into a wonderful man.
Tomorrow morning, the city of Boston will unveil a marker for Alexander Arredondo Square. It's located at the corner of St. Rose and South Streets in the Jamaica Plain neighborhood, in front of the house where Alex grew up. John Burnett, NPR News.